I'm a firm believer in gospel music. I'm a firm believer that it preaches Christ, that it teaches. People can get saved listening to the songs. And when they're from the heart, as those were this morning, as we often hear from up here in this pulpit, sermons and song, I thank the Lord for those. I need those. That song that Sarah sang this morning, I heard, it just stood out to me all week this week. And I'm not just saying this, but I thought, that's a song Sarah could sing. I never told her that. I did not. And she sang that song this morning. And you know what the sermon topic is about today? Is believers. And she said, I believe. That song talked about, I believe. No matter what the situation might be, I believe. And it's going to speak to every one of us on a personal level this morning. It's directed right at you. Okay? Let's get that straight. It's directed at each and every one of us. And it's going to make us come to a thought in our minds, because I want you to really think and hang on every word that is preached here this morning, that you can determine in your mind and in your heart if you're a believer in your mind or a believer in your heart. There's two differences. There really is. And it's going to be shown to us here this morning. I thank the Lord for what He does. I thank the Lord for what He's done in my life. God does not work in coincidences. We've learned that here in the last several years since there was a decision made to move forward and serve Christ. Okay, the results you see right here, right now, it's not a coincidence. It is a gift of God that was motivated by folks that chose to seek Jesus, to seek Him in truth and reality. The ones that sat there and they believed with the heart. Now we got to determine this morning, you got to do that in your own mind. Listen to the Holy Spirit today. In your own mind, are you a believer in your mind or are you a believer in your heart? When you preach sermons like that, you don't leave nobody out. When you preach sermons like that, you might step on everybody's toes. And nobody can point a finger at me because this is all going to come right out of the Word of God. Amen? Amen. That's where it's supposed to come from. Right, Ed? Right, Ed? All supposed to come from the Word of God. That's right. He was talking about the old times. I remember Grandpa Charlie. You've heard me mention that many, many times. He couldn't read too much. But the Word of God would speak to his heart. He preached the Word of God till people come from all over the place. Anyways, that's for another time. We're going to be coming first out of Romans chapter 1. Going to read verses 15 through 20. And building up to this, I think God has really been choreographing our moving forward here at the local church at Drift Run, because we're moving forward. We're serving the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that in your heart of hearts this morning? That is the main focus. That is the main purpose of everything that we do. That every breath that we have that comes into our lungs comes from God. It is a gift from God. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that this morning? I pray that you do. Because we're without excuse. We're gonna read this scripture right here, and we're gonna see what Paul tells the Romans. But Paul is talking directly to us here this morning, and he's telling us we are without excuse. Chapter 1. I got it wrote down. 15. Chapter 1, verse 15 through 20 says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also, and to you at Drift Run Church here this morning. Okay, I'm not trying to be Paul, and I'm not trying to replace Rome, but I'm trying to share the Word of God as Paul did, and we are as Rome. Verse 16, listen, right here, listen. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Are you ashamed this morning? Are you a believer in the head or in the heart? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Amen. Believeth. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It's revealed. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God showed it unto them. For the invisible things hid from the creation of the world are clearly, repeat, clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. That telling me we were all created with a bit of knowing God in us. We have to choose to deny God. We have to choose to not believe God. And I don't think the biggest atheist ever was can fully get that out of there. I heard a guy doing a debate with Ravi Zacharias, and he was a evolutionist, whatever. He said, I don't care if we come from men in the moon, I'm not going to believe creation. That is a choice. That is a choice. I think it's geared in all of us to believe in a creator. Look, just look outside.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And look at the things that we can't see. Who feels the moving of the Holy Spirit right now?
Amen.
I do.
Amen.
Who's taking in air right now?
Amen.
That's evidence that we have a Creator. That's evidence. Whether you accept or not, that's another story. That's the difference between believing here and believing in your heart. So as we're going forward, I'm going to turn over to John 3:16 real quick. Everybody knows that. You watch any football games, you see that in the end zones. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Thank the Lord.
Yes. I remember thinking, believe. You know, and I've said this here before, but it's building up into the sermon. But I've talked about that word believeth right there. A lot of folks believe. The demons believe and tremble. But it says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Well, how can I perish if I believe in God? In the Greek, in the original Greek language, that word believeth right there literally means to be committed to. And you know what committed to? That's give it your all. Give it your best. Do all there is. Give of yourself. I always use the example of, I believe there was, in my head, I believed that there was communism. I believed what they'd done in Germany and what they'd done to the Jews. I believe that, but I sure wasn't committed to that, right? Okay, so going from there, for God so loved the world that He gave unto His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The difference there is I believed in communism, I believe in Christ. Okay, so, and part of my text, the Lord led me to last night was exactly the Sunday school lesson text today. Yeah. God does not work in coincidences. Never does, never will. I can remember as a young man chasing my tail and something would work out and it's like, oh, it's just a coincidence. Yeah. Things I might even prayed for, asked God to let happen, and it happens like, oh, He didn't do that. He didn't do that. He did.
Amen.
He did. He is able.
Amen.
Okay, so I'm going to read Colossians 3, I'm going to read verses 11 through 17 and verse 23. Colossians 3, starting with verse 11. Where there is neither Greek or Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. We'll start right there with that word. That means there is no bias. There is no leaving out of anybody. It is all that has been created in this world by the hand of God are in this category. It's all of us. There's no bias. There's no bigotry. There is no room for that. No place for that. He's talking to all of us. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Well, that's a hard one sometimes. That's a hard one sometimes. I can honestly admit I remember things in my past that Satan might throw up in my face once in a while that I never let go. And I have to ask God to help me to let that go. Amen. 14, and above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Thank the Lord for singing. Thank the Lord for gospel hymns. Thank the Lord for radio stations that play the gospel of Christ day in and day out. I've learned in this area, and I'm sure it spreads all around, you can not, if you don't want to, you can not drive a foot and not have gospel music on your radio, if you so choose. We've been going to Elkins, and I've been able just to hit Seek, and the next station, when they run out of the Parkersburg stations run out, the next one that'll pop up is K-Love out of Pennsylvania. Amen. Amen. Verse 17, and Paul talked a lot about that. That was the importance of our lesson this morning. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And verse 23 says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. So, after reading that, I hope you was able to catch it a little bit, because right now we're going to talk about some of the characteristics of being a believer. Characteristics, that means your lifestyle or whatever it might be, some of your actions, whether seen or unseen, is whether you're a believer or not. Or better than that, what kind of a believer are you? A believer in heart? Or a believer in head. Okay. In verse 12 and 13, and I already talked about my own situation. Verse 12 and 13 says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Think about yourself right there as I read those. Verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man ever quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so ye do also. That is a forgiving attitude. Do you have the characteristic of a forgiving attitude? And that's not something that can be man-made. That's something that's got to come from inside. That's got something that's got to be generated from the joy in your heart that only Jesus can give us. Because we don't have a sense of love in our human nature. We have a sense of selfishness. We have a sense of I'm better than you. We have a sense of all different things that contradict exactly what that says. So ask yourself right now this morning, are you a believer here or here? Do you want that? Do you work for that? I've had to work to forgive people. And I heard a preacher say, I may have to forgive that same one again tomorrow. And I may have to forgive that again the day after tomorrow. It's something we got to continually do. in the source I was reading about, and which brings me back to our sermon topics in the last few weeks. God has a will all His own. We heard that one the other day. God has a will all His own. But you know He has a plan for you. You know, I don't leave anybody out. He didn't leave anybody out. He has a plan for everyone.
Amen.
And then the sermon the other day was feelings, and we learned that they're not dependable. Feelings will take us down roads that we don't need to go, that we don't want to go. So that's why we got to rely on believing in the heart.
Amen.
The mind will trick us. I've lied to myself so many times. Hey, I'm telling you. I've lied to myself. Oh, you know. Remember how Satan did? He leaned up there to Eve and said, "Surely you won't die. Surely you won't die." And we talked a while back. He's still doing that today. He's still doing that today. Verse 14 says, "And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness." Think about that. We've talked about the love chapter in Corinthians chapter 13. Above all things is love. Without love, God wouldn't have saved us. Man, He loves us beyond measure. And we are to love others. It says, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul." I don't know if I got that right. "And love your neighbor as yourself." You know Rodney Watson? This is my friend Rodney Watson from way back. Way back. Way back in the day when we all chased our tails and chasing things that led us to the wrong place. But he's been a real mentor to me. You hear me talk about John Arnold a lot? But Mr. Watson here was a real example for what God can do in a man's life. And that's the way with all of us. What God can do in our life. Are you a believer in here or up here? Let love guide your lives. Verse 15, it talks about peace. It says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Do you understand what that peace is? In my mind, peace is everything just going my way. I don't have no issues. I don't break bolts off on brake calipers. We don't have trouble with cars. We don't have trouble with nothing. That's here. But I've since learned. Is that a word, Belinda? Learned? No. I've since learned that when I really committed my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, when I let Him have full control, He grew inside of me to a place where I didn't know that I could go.
Amen.
That broken bolt, John can fix it. It's not a big deal. To where stuff going on around us is not a big deal. I got news yesterday that disturbed me a bit. And I had that pit in my stomach for a while. But through prayer and seeking Christ and seeking the Word of God and dependent on His promises, I believe in my heart.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
I did not. The mind wanted to take over. But greater is He that is within me.
Amen.
Than he that is in the world. I believe this morning in my heart that God will take us through. As we go forward, I believe in my heart. And that is a peace beyond understanding. I got one scripture I'm going to read real quick. It's Philippians 4. I'm going to read verses 4 through 9. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand." Do you believe the Lord is at hand this morning? Do you believe in your heart? "Be careful for nothing." There, James, hit me right in the mouth. Don't worry about it. God's got this. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. I read an article just this week on the importance of prayer, and it made me ask God to help me in my prayer life, to help me to seek Him truly and really, and not just like throwing a penny in a wishing well. That we have a legitimate God that cares about us. I believe in my heart that God loves me.
Amen. Amen.
To the uttermost. Do you believe in your heart that God loves you to the uttermost this morning?
Amen.
That's the difference between believing in the head and believing in the heart. By thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Think of that. In the peace of God, I can't comprehend grace. I can't comprehend why He loved me. Why He loved me. He knows every minute of my life. He knows every terrible, dirty, filthy, lowlife thing that I have done. And you can say that about yourself. But how could He love me? That's beyond my understanding. But I believe in my heart that He does. Through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, through the teaching and preaching, through the songs about Christ. I believe in my heart. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and in this day and age, the only thing that is true is the Word of God. I see a little bit of something on the news the other day, and they just, the more people yak, the worse it gets. We still fight over things that have been discussed hundreds of years ago. Since Jesus' ascension, we still have differences about things. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. The Word of God is true. We just got to seek it. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. And just is right. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. I believe the Word of God in my heart.
Amen.
It went beyond the mind. I believed when I was a kid. I believed in my mind. But it took a day of reckoning for me to put it in here. Those things which ye have both learned, and we're learning this morning. And received. Have you received Jesus Christ this morning? And heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I believe in my heart that God is with me. I hope you can say that today. Because a believe in your head is a trick. But to believe in your heart, that's the real deal. So, I wrote this question down. So, are we believers? I know that said in word and deed. That means as a Christian in every action. But when it's here to here, are you a Christian in word? Saying, you can say in your head, I'm a believer in word. But your deeds will show you're a believer in your heart. Ask yourself that this morning. Am I missing it by this much? I heard a preacher say people's missed heaven by this much. And we know how far heaven and hell are separate. Hell is a place that is totally separate from God. Far away as we can't comprehend it. But people can miss it by this much. Could you imagine being in hell? It's that was this close. I've thought a lot about folks standing in the pew. The preachers just preached the Word of God to them. They knew the gospel of Christ. They believed. They wanted to go. The Holy Spirit was right there tugging on them. But they didn't go. You think they're going to remember that in eternity? I think of a lot of things in my past that I did. If I'd have just went right instead of left, I can look back, the regrets. If I'd have just said this instead of that. Thank the Lord, I'm in a place where He forgave me for that, and I was still able. But once you're in hell, those regrets, they're with you forever, and they're never changing. Do you believe this morning? Ask yourself. Let the Holy Spirit search your heart and stir deep within you this morning. Am I a believer in my head, or am I a believer in my heart? Now, it's been said in times past and in churches around that sometimes one of the excuses is, well, I feel worse when I leave than I did when I got there. Well, sometimes, and the type of person I am, I would never want to say anything that would hurt your feelings. That's just me. But there are times the truth, the Word of God, sometimes hurts us. Because it stirs us. It moves us. It might make you mad for a little bit even. He shouldn't have said that. He said, that hurt my feelings. Well, take it up with God. You know, that's the Word of God. You're talking to the Creator of all things. You think I'm not afraid of not doing what what He wants me to do? He's called me to preach. He's called me to stand up here and share that. It's not something I elected to do. I run from it for a long time. But I want to obey my calling because I believe in my heart. I said, I can't do that. I can't get up here and do that. He said, I know you can't. He said, I'll help you. I'll do it for you. Because I tried to do it once. You've heard my testimony. I tried to do it myself once, and that was bad. That was the most humiliated feeling I ever had in my life. And He showed me right there. My grandpa Charlie said, son, if you'd have went up there like you came off, God would have used you.
Amen.
He humbled me to beyond measure. And sometimes that's what it takes. I may say something that might humble you to where you're frustrated this morning. Let the Holy Spirit deal with you on that, and you'll see the truth. Because the truth is the Word of God. You'll realize that that's a real example of character. That you'll realize that you are a believer here and not here. So, are we believers in our speaking or in our actions? John chapter 3, and I'll try to pick up the pace. I know a lot of folks put in a long day yesterday. We've got people visiting from out of town, and I'll try to keep it going. I'm going to read out of John chapter 3. We'll read verses 3 to 8. And this is here, the question is put to you right now, you know. Let the Holy Spirit deal with you right now. It says Nicodemus was asking I'm just going to read verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, because Jesus knew what he was wanting to ask, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb? So he didn't understand the new birth, the being born again. And that's the question that is to you today. Or if you're a believer in heart, you've been born again. You receive the Holy Spirit when you accept Jesus if you're a believer in your heart. Now, a believer in your head, that's not the case.
Amen.
It says, Jesus answered, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. What kind of believer are you? The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. It's something we maybe can't understand, being born again in the flesh. We can't comprehend that. Have you ever tried to explain being saved to somebody? You can tell them all that you feel, you heard, what, but you can't put into words what Jesus does inside your heart when He changes your desires, when He changes you from within, when He changes you from a believer to to a believer. Okay, real quick, in John chapter 14, and everybody knows this, but I want to emphasize this. We've got to know that, and that'll help you know if you're a believer in heart. Said, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So, are you a believer in the head or a believer in the heart, knowing that Jesus is the way? He is the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, I remember, real quick, I remember a sermon Dave preached. That him and Tink had been on out west, been going for a few weeks. And when he come back, he preached about a song that he heard, Overcomers. It's about overcoming the things of the mind, overcoming the things of the world. And it's accepting Jesus, because Jesus was the overcomer. When we realize we couldn't do it on our own.
Amen. That's right.
Real quick, 1 John 5:5. I keep saying real quick, and then I keep on running my mouth. 1 John 5:5 says, Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Yes. That is who. So, if you're a believer in your head, you're not an overcomer. If you're a believer in the heart, you're an overcomer. So, I ask you here this morning, one more question. If you want to come and get ready to get a song, I'll try to finish up here. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. John Arnold taught me how to learn where the books were at. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, General Electric Power Company. Something I never forgot. Now, I might have forgot a lot of other stuff, but I remembered that. General Electric Power Company. We're going to Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 4 through 11 real quick here. And he gave... chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I hope this morning that this has made you do a soul search. We watched a video series a while back, The Ways of the Master, and we was at Portsmouth Valley last Saturday and watched a video, and it was about evangelizing, and it made me take a look. It made me want to get saved again. It made me remember who saved me, why I needed saved, and what he saved me from. Do a soul search right now. Is that where you're at in your heart? Are you saved by the blood of the Lamb? Are you a believer by the blood of the Lamb? Do you trust in the blood of the Lamb? Or is it, surely I won't die, but I believe in God. Surely it's good to go to church, but that's all it is. Are you a believer this morning? Ask yourself, are you a believer?